And we do have emergency Triple Team traffic coverage. Ricky Meese, what's the latest?
Just no relief for those northbound on I-15 with heavy delays, solid from Bluffdale all the way to Midvale. It's all due to this accident, still blocking two right lanes of traffic prior to 7200 South. You're looking at least 40 to 45 minutes to get from Lehigh to the South Interchange. State Street now also seeing heavy and slow delays, picking up the overflow both directions between I-215 South Belt to Draper. Southbound I-15, delays from downtown to Sandy. Dave Meekum.
Keep in mind that if you're looking for an alternate to avoid I-15 on the south end, State Street might have its own problems. We have a report of a traffic light malfunction at 110 South and State Street causing delays there in all four directions. That will not help out matters. Once you do get over the point of the mountain, though, getting into Utah County, kind of the typical slowing there coming down off the south side of the point. You'll have delays approaching the SR-92 area and then off and on slowing all the way down to almost Lehigh Main Street. And then you've got delays from Lehigh Main Street up to about 1500 North. Mark?
Nearly a steady stream of delays. Salt Lake City up to the North Interchange, northbound I-15. And then emergency traffic from Lagoon up to Layton. The reason is because they had all lanes shut down to clear a wreck northbound I-15 just prior to Layton Parkway. They just opened all lanes in the last few seconds. But you may want to avoid that stretch for a minute. And of course, overflow delays already hitting Highway 89 up into and past Fruit Heights. Stop by Durden's Appliance and Mattress Saturday for their Father's Day grilling event. Enjoy free samples, see grills in all sizes and prices. Durden's, 5th South and Bountiful, brands you know at prices you'll love. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.